Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ricky's boys don't quit, and neither does NBC Sports Chicago's coverage. Download the My Teams app by NBC Sports and get your White Sox anytime, anywhere. Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/socks. Members FDIC.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
The ball hit deep, way back! Deep to the field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark! You can't put it on the board! Yes!
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank. I'm Chuck Arfine here in Arizona, and coming up on the podcast, I'm going against the grain here a little bit and talking to Chicago Cub Kyle Schwarber with some interesting thoughts on John Jay and what he meant to the Cubs when he played for them in 2017, why Schwarber and many Cubs players miss him, and what Jay will bring this year to the White Sox. That's coming up. But before we get to the interview, listen, I'm aware that anything I say or write or tweet about John Jay and Yonder Alonso right now will be seen by many of you through the Manny Machado lens and the White Sox inability to sign him. I get it. And if it's something positive that I might say or write or tweet about either of those guys, some of you might interpret that as me being, okay, a homer or defending the front office's decision to sign or acquire them. But I just want to tell you that is not what I'm doing. I'll admit that after the White Sox lost out on Machado, I did come on the podcast, and I was impressed that they actually put a reported $250 million guaranteed offer on the table for him. I frankly wasn't sure they'd ever go that high for a free agent. Very few teams in professional sports ever have. But they did. Now, if it was me, I would have thrown a Hail Mary like never before, kind of like the Padres did, and spent whatever it took to sign Machado. And in year 2027 or 2028, if he's old and broken down and the contract is an albatross, I would have dealt with the consequences because I was trying to win a World Series. That's me. But instead, here we are. The White Sox swung and missed on Machado. Manny's good friend and brother-in-law are here, but Manny isn't. He alone would have helped to jumpstart the rebuild. He would have given White Sox fans even greater hope for the future and ended the narrative. The franchise won't spend top dollar on premium free agents. $250 million is big, big money, but it wasn't big enough. So for Sox fans, Jay and Alonso seem like the Machado consolation prize. You don't get the whole Miami crew. What do you get? You get Fort Lauderdale. Good place to visit. You go there in the winter to escape Chicago. You have a good time, but it's not Miami. I understand. But listen, watching how Jay has interacted with White Sox players and telling a story about what he means to a team, especially a young team like the White Sox, was a story I felt Sox fans would want to hear. So, whether they got Machado or not, Jay's a guy this team needed. Now he needs to do more than just be a great clubhouse presence. He has to hit. He's got a field. But when you hear what he meant to Kyle Schwarber, and later I'll tell you what Ian Happ and Albert Almora said about him, I think you're going to see why this was a story and a podcast I wanted to do. So there it is, my disclaimer, my John Jay disclaimer as to why I'm doing a podcast about John Jay. I hope in time you guys will come around who haven't and realize this is someone the Sox need in 2019. Machado would have been a whole other ballgame. But that ship has sailed for the California coast. We got Jay, we got Alonso, and we've got my conversation with Kyle Schwarber on the White Sox Talk Podcast.
Well, John Jay's on the White Sox now, obviously, but what did he mean to you guys when he was here?
Yeah, he's a one-of-a-kind person where, you know, he's not afraid to talk to anyone. You know, I would say he's a very much-needed clubhouse presence. And, you know, I think that's things that people don't see, you know, how much that's needed in a clubhouse. And he brings that X factor. And I think his play on the field speaks for itself. You know, he always puts in a quality at bat. And he's solid as it gets out in the outfield. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for the guy. And we'll still keep in touch here and there. But, you know, I wish him all the best. You know, still wish he was on our side in Chicago. But, you know, it's going to be great to have him on the South side.
That's what I hear a lot is that he was – listen, players make decisions, teams make decisions all the time, but he was – a presence that was kind of missing on this team last year. Do you agree?
We definitely missed him. I'm not saying that's why, you know, we didn't win the division, but I think that, you know, he was the kind of person that would make sure he's going to get the best out of someone and bring out a lot of positives in people. And that goes a long way in this game.
How did he help you?
I think he made me a better baseball player, especially in going through 2017, where, you know, I was having the worst year of my career. And being able just to, you know, take me out to dinner, sit down, talk to me, just kind of was that person who was there to be able to vent to and ask questions. And definitely helped me out in the outfield, and was one of those people who, you're never going to forget what they brought to you when you're in this game.
Did you realize he was going to be that kind of guy when he got here, or was it a kind of a surprise, like, oh, this is someone special?
I mean, Jay Hay knew him and was just raving about him, and John Lackey, too. Said nothing but good things about the guy. And when he came into the clubhouse, you know, I was expecting, that this guy's going to be an impact in the clubhouse. And I think he exceeded my expectations on that part, where you just don't realize how good a person is until you actually meet him face-to-face and, you know, you play a season with him. And I think the White Sox are going to be definitely lucky to have that guy on their side and in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I think Sox fans think, well, we wanted to get him and Alonso to help us get Machado. They didn't get Machado, but he and Alonso can bring a lot to the table on their own.
Oh, yeah, and especially with, that team's pretty young over there. And, I think that's going to bring a lot of veteran leadership on both their sides, where they know each other pretty well, him and Alonso, and they've both been deep in playoff runs before, and I think it's going to be a lot of veteran leadership over there on that side, which is, you know, like I said, you know, it's something that goes unseen that needs to be shown a little bit more.
And you're a young outfielder. Eloy's a young outfielder. I think Jay can probably help out a guy like Eloy over there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, that guy, he brings a lot of different, I would say, you know, there's different drills. There's, you know, he's not afraid to go up and talk to you about things. And he definitely helped me when I was out there just trying to get better. You know, I know we got the spring early in that year, and me and him were out there just, you know, working on some things, you know, first step stuff, positioning, putting on some goggles and being able to take out peripheral vision and just focus on the baseball and things of that sort. But he brings a lot of you know, a lot of experience that, like I said, is very helpful for young players.
All right, some good stuff there. Open and honest talk from Kyle Schwarber about his former teammate, John Jay. Also got some good words from Ian Happ. How about this? This is what Ian Happ said about John Jay, and I quote, "He's the best person of all time." Now, there's some hyperbole. There is some hype. John Jay is the best person of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, here on the podcast, I'm not about to say that John Jay is the best person of all time. Ian Happ did. So let's not put that kind of pressure on the guy to live up to those kind of expectations. But he said he's a chameleon, Happ said about Jay, a Cuban dude who speaks Spanish. He talked to all the Latin guys. He'd bring them together. He'd hang out with the white dudes. But that kind of clubhouse mesh, he was the best at. So he kind of brings everyone together. And a clubhouse needs someone like that. And I haven't seen that with the White Sox in a long time. So maybe he can be that guy. Juan Uribe, by the way, was that guy. And no, I'm not comparing Jay to Juan Uribe. But the ability to bring a clubhouse together, that's where I'm comparing that. And then Albert Elmore Jr., who is also from South Florida, said, on a personal level, Jay kind of put me under his wing and showed me routines, giving me advice on what to do when I wasn't playing and when I was playing. And he said, even if they weren't trying to go after Manny or not, Jay and Alonso are two acquisitions that are great for that ball club. They're going to be great. They're going to be a great team. Jay and Alonso, with the passion that they bring to games and their work ethic, is awesome. I'm excited for them. So there you have it. Some thoughts, many thoughts on John Jay. And listen, in the end of the day, he's got to produce on the field. But this is some background stuff and some hidden stuff that, you know, fans don't see that happen behind the scenes that really can help a ball club over the course of a long season and help players develop. And you're hearing it from guys like Kyle Schwarber and Albert Elmora Jr. and Ian Happ. And I think in time, you'll start hearing White Sox players talk about what Jay meant to them. I wrote about this on NBCSportsChicago.com, and you can read it if you'd like. And I closed it by saying this. John Jay probably won't sell tickets, but if you look at what he can bring to a White Sox team close to coming out of the rebuild, that's something worth buying for now and the future. And that's a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast. My thanks to Kyle Schwarber. Never thought I'd say that on the podcast. Thanks to Kyle Schwarber. And thanks to you for listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/sox. I've got a fun podcast to come in the next day or two. Two pitching prospects with a story to tell and some fun history they have between them. That is coming up in the near future. In the meantime, we close with the one and only Hawk Harrelson.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.